Shall we pray before we go into the Word? Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we're together once again as a family, Lord, to worship you, to hear your Word. And Lord, Lord, I pray that you would just touch everyone here. Lord, I pray that no one will go out of this place unchanged. Lord, you said in your Word that your Word is for our reproving, for our correction, for the training of your men and women, Lord, so that we may be equipped in every good work. Lord, train us, correct us, convict us, change us, Lord. Lord, won't you give me your grace to be faithful to your Word, Lord. Help me to proclaim your Word. Holy Spirit, move in this place. Touch everyone. Father, we love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Can we give a clap to the Lord? All right. So, I believe marami sa atin kasama natin for the past few Sundays. So for the past few Sundays, I guess 4 or 5 weeks already, you know, we've been going through this series entitled Growing Deep in the Word. Now, how many of you have been enjoying so far the series? It's been fun for me, and our hope and our prayer through this series is that we will be a people who are shaped and molded by God's Word, right? So really, God's Word brings life. You know, God's Word brings healing. I mean, if you can wrap your mind around this truth, that the God who created everything, right? Yung Diyos na gumawa ng lahat, yung lumikha ng lahat, the heavens and the earth, the stars in the sky, the planets, the person, your seatmate, right? It's God who spoke in that Bible that you're holding right now. Right? If you can just wrap your mind around the truth, that will blow your mind and that would change the way you view God's Word. And that's what we want to do now. We want people to, you know, to really be people of the Word, no, men and women of the Word, no, people who love the Word. And that's what we've been doing. We've been going through the Word of God. We've been going through the parables, yung mga story na siguro we don't really take time to dig in. Medyo mahirap intindihin in a way. So we've been, in a way, dissecting those stories. And we went through, yung first natin is yung the parable of the sower. If you remember, we talked about the four grounds, so the four soil, right? The first would be the hard ground, no? The second would be the shallow, and the third would be the thorny ground, the thorny soil. And then the last one would be the good soil. And the soil represents our hearts. And this is a big deal because the good soil is the one who hears the Word and understands the Word. And it bears fruit 30, 60, 100 fold. Sino dito gusto mong mamunga yung buhay mo? Right? Now, something that's good, something that would bless everyone. Right? Now, we all want to be that and we need to hear and understand and actually obey the Word. No, kailangan nating sumunod sa salita ng Diyos. And we also talked about the parable of the mustard seed. Tama ba? No, last Sunday. So Pastor Carlo talked about na what seems to be so little, maliit na bagay, it can actually grow, pwede siyang lumaki. Right? The mustard seed can become a tree that blesses everyone. And that is the nature of the kingdom of God. And today, I have a tough task ahead of me to preach the parable of the pearl of great price. So that's what we're going to talk about this afternoon. Now, actually, two parables, so dalawang kwento yung pag-uusapan natin. The first is the parable of the hidden treasure. And then the next is the parable of the pearl of the great price. And, you know, as I think about this parable, habang inaaral ko siya the past few days, one of the things na naisip ko talaga is we are all on a search. We are all on a journey. Lahat tayo merong hinahanap, whether you're aware of it or not. Right? Na sino sa inyo, ganun yung kwento ng buhay mo, na meron kang hinahanap hanggang nahanap mo siya one day, yung nakilala mo si Lord. Right? Yung nakilala mo si Lord, okay? To be specific. And that's basically our story. Meron tayong hinahanap. Na sabi ni Blaise Pascal, my best friend. Sabi niya, no, listen to this. I hope they have a slide. What else does this craving and this helplessness proclaim but that there was once in man a true happiness, of which all that now remains is the empty print and trace? This he tries in vain to fill with everything around him, seeking in things that are not there the help he cannot find in those that are. Though none can help, since this infinite abyss can be filled only with an infinite and immutable object, in other words, by God himself. So sabi ni Blaise, to make it simple, we're searching, we're trying to find it in places where we can't get the answers. But only God can fill that void. Only God can accomplish that journey in us. So we are all in a pursuit of something. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, sabi dito, he has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. No? Basically, what the writer of Ecclesiastes, Solomon, is saying is that God placed something in your heart. That's why you're searching. It's from him. And in him, only you can find meaning and fulfillment. And ako, personally, ako yung tipo ng tao na ito yung mga tanong ko sa buhay. Why am I here? What's my purpose? Bakit ba ako ginawa? Ano pa yung kailangan ko gawin sa buhay? Sino sa inyo, ganun yung tanong nyo? Wala. You know, my friends would often tease me na si Kai ang problema niyan, purpose. Right? Yun yung mga tanong, depressed siya, yun yung iniisip niya. Kami yung problema namin, yung makakain namin. Not the next meal. But really, I struggled with that. No, I wanted to know that my life had meaning. Na merong kabuluhan yung buhay ko. Well, the parables that I mentioned kanina would in a way speak about the search. No? In Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 to 46, if you can turn with me there, let me read the first one. The parable of the hidden treasure. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. One verse parable. In the second one, the parable of the pearl of great value. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. And did you guys get that? So meron daw dalawang tao, they were going about their business. Yung isa, he was digging a field. And then after some time, he found a treasure. And ang naging response niya is binenta niya lahat ng pag-aari niya at para makuha yung treasure na nakita niya. And then the same thing with the merchant, yung trader. He was a trader of pearls and he found the greatest pearl that he can ever find. Then he sold his business, bought that one pearl of great value. See, you know, simple lang naman to, no? To be upfront, here's the thesis of this verse, of this message. See, the lesson of the parable is not difficult to see. Right? It's really not difficult to discern. Here's the lesson. The kingdom of God is so valuable that losing everything on earth and gaining that kingdom is a happy trade-off. Losing everything to gain God, to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior is worth everything. it's a happy trade-off. These men found something that was so valuable that nothing would do for them unless they get it. They would do everything they can to get their hands on that treasure. They left everything. See, you know, that's really the main lesson. Now, as you can see, no, siguro a good way to understand this story is to actually look at the similarities and the differences, right, of the two stories. Start tayo sa pagkakapareho. Ano ba yung pagkakapareho ng dalawang kwentong to? Well, for one, they both found a treasure. Tama ba? They both found a treasure and they both responded the same way. They responded with so much joy. They sold everything they had to get that treasure. Right? That's the similarities. Now, let's go to the differences. You know, apparently, the first person, the man who was digging the field, he found the treasure, but he was not looking for it. He was not looking for a treasure. He was just doing his own thing. He was just digging. He was working someone else's field. He was getting paid to do it. And then at some point, he hit a treasure and he looked at it. Wow, I wasn't looking for this, but I found it. Right? Parang pag-ibig, no? Minsan, dumarating pag di mo. Tama ba? Whatever. Right? Wala ako dun. So, this man was not looking for the treasure. Now, the reason why this is worth noting because, you know, it's good that we take a few moments to actually reflect on our own journey. Paano mo nakilala si Lord? Or nakilala mo na ba si Lord? I'm not talking about religion. You can be all religious all you want. Right? What we need is a relationship with Jesus that transforms us. Now, some of us, our story is the story of the man na hindi naman naghahanap. Right? Na sino sa inyo, yun yung kwento nyo. Like, your focus is only on yourself. Right? Yun lang iniisip mo eh. Wala kang iniisip na ibang bagay. You want to be happy. You're a hedonist. You go after every pleasure that you see. That's your story. And then one day, wala kang ginagawa, Sunday service, in-invite ka ng isang kaibigan mo. Right? And then God just blew your mind, gave you a new heart, and you found yourself crying. Hindi mo maintindihan. Marami na ako nakilalang ganun. Right? They were not searching, but God sought them. That's our story. Right? For many of us, you did not find God. God found you. Right? We don't have the discipline to find God. God, in His mercy, found us. Right? And the second one, now the merchant, he was actually searching for fine pearls. Right? He was searching. Naghahanap talaga siya. Naghahanap siya ng katotohanan. And many of us, yun yung kwento natin. Naghahanap tayo ng katotohanan. Hinahanap natin, saan nga ba, pero hinahanap natin sa maling lugar. For some of us, we are, you know, we tried to look for the answers in, you know, in science, hoping that science could answer the emptiness of life. Right? Trying to find it in religion. You try to be religious all you want. You've read everything. You try to find truth. Try to find change in self-help books. Have you been there? Like, talaga naman lahat ng self-help books, binili mo na. After nun, wala. Right? But then you found the one that would change everything. Right? So, if for me, if I'm basically a combination of the two, no? I was really focused on myself, but then again, I had so many questions. Now, let's go a bit to the background. Tingnan lang natin ano ba yung kwento, ano ba yung backstory nitong dalawang parable. Now, during the time, as you can imagine, wala pang Central Bank of Jerusalem. wala pang bangko during that time. I guess, you know, there are very simple financial services during that time. But it's quite simple. Like, no, people would have money changers during that time. Very simple lang. So it was common for people not to have, say, jewelry, material possessions that are really valuable. So ang ginagawa nila doon, since wala naman silang pagtataguan para gamitin ng bangko, bigyan sila ng interest, wala pang ganon. Ang gagawin ng bangko, ay ang gagawin ng mga tao is to dig, no, is to dig the ground, and they're gonna bury their treasure so that they're gonna use it some other time pag kailangan nila. I'm not sure kung meron ng concept ng appreciation, depreciation ng mga gamit during that time. I guess wala. Right? But that was very common. Tinatago nila. No? If you are familiar with the story, the parable of the talents, what did one of the servants do? He buried the talent. Because that's commonplace. Right? And, you know, somewhere along the way, siguro mamamatay yung may-ari, nakalimutan, at binenta yung land sa ibang tao, now nakalimutan na meron palang treasure doon. So this is exactly what happened to the person who was digging the land. Sakto, meron siyang tinamaan na treasure. He was not expecting it. On the other hand, the second parable, the parable of the pearl of great price, let me just explain ano ba yung background nito. Pearls, during that time, were more valuable than, say, any type of jewelry or diamonds. Right? If ngayon, diamond is the thing, back then, it was pearls. You know how difficult it is to find a pearl during that time? I got this from John MacArthur, from Ninong John. Sabi ni Ninong John, the way they get pearls is they would go to the Red Sea, and then the diver, they would tie a very very heavy stone. Can you imagine that? Magtatali sila ng napakabigat na bato. Tapos magsiswim sila, magdadive, tapos syempre bababa siya. And ito yun, ang daming, sabi dun sa nabasa ko, ang daming sharks. So if you can imagine the difficulty, it added to the value of the pearl. Right? During that time, wala pa sigurong artificial pearls. Oops. Ayan. So during that time, sobrang mahal ng pearls. So in fact, there was this historian, si Pliny. I'm not sure if I pronounced that correctly. Sabi niya that Cleopatra had two pearls, each worth $500,000, and that was in a day when money was 20 times greater in its buying power than it is today. So si Cleopatra daw, na depende sa kung anong basahin mo, yung valuation daw ng pearl na meron siya, $4 billion, dalawang pearl. You know, that's why in Matthew chapter 7, no, just go with me there. In Matthew chapter 7, there's a story. Jesus mentioned na, don't cast your pearls to pigs. Because Jesus was trying to put a contrast. You have pearls of great value, the most valuable commodity that you can find during that time against a pig. Right? Very valuable. Don't throw it to the pearl, to the pigs. Right? And they sold everything with joy. Right? Now try to remember that. Yung nakita nila yung treasure, what was their response? They were happy. Sobrang saya nila. Have you ever been there? Have you ever opened a gift na sobrang saya mo? Right? Na hindi siya socks. Hindi siya picture frame, ganun. Right? So sobrang saya mo. And you did something else, right? So let me give you 4 points. So in a form of a narrative, just to have a structure in what we're going now. So what did they do? Number one, they recognize the value of what they found. Right? That's very important. They recognize the value of what they found. Obviously, the two men in the parables recognize the value of the treasure. I mean, look at this. Just imagine you are the merchant, no, the pearl merchant. Ikaw yung trader ng pearls. Naglalakad ka, naghahanap ka ng pinaka-valuable na pearl. Tapos may nakita kang pearl. Imagine this, marami rin nakakita ng pearl na yun. Maraming nakakita ng pearl. But this particular merchant, this trader, he was looking with different sets of eyes. Right? He had different eyes. So they recognize the value. And we might even say that those who see a treasure, no, pwede natin sabihin to na yung mga taong nakakakita ng isang treasure. Tapos wala silang ginawa noon, they just walked away. Umalis lang sila. They saw it, but they did not do anything about it. We would say na isang, that they are fools. Tama ba? Stupid yun. Parang, why did they not do anything? Right? So we can fairly say na that would be our reaction. Tama ba? Let's say merong isang sale, no? Merong isang gustong damit, tas nakita mo mahal, pero one day, binenta siya piso. Tas wala kang ginawa. Right? Medyo kahibangan yun, di ba? But, you know, listen to this, no? This happens more often than you think. Than you can imagine. Think about this. Many do that with the gospel. Every time the good news is preached. See, here's, you know, ito lagi natin ito sinasabi. Anong pinaka malaking problema ng tao? Kasalanan. The greatest problem of man is sin. Hence, his greatest need is what? Forgiveness. He needs a Savior. And every time that there's gonna be a proclamation na God can forgive you, every time there's a proclamation of God's grace, of the gospel, and we would just listen and aalis tayo, wala tayong ginawa. That we would not avail. I mean, if you're here, tama ba na if there's a known sickness na walang cure and it kills people, right? And you know that there is a cure for it, right? That there's this one person who can cure that sickness and you have it, what would you do? You would drop everything just to get that cure. And the Bible would say that we are sick, desperately sick, and that we are against God, that the wrath of God is against us. But then God would say, for God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to tell you this, if you're here, God can change your life. God can forgive you. That God can give you a new start. That God can give you a purpose. Right? But sometimes that's what we do. We don't listen. We hear God calling, come here, anak. But we just ignore. Right? In verse 44, sabi dito, then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. So let me just make this distinction. So nakita nung tao yung treasure. Right? He saw the treasure. He saw that God can actually save him. No? And in our life, no, spiritually, no, we see that God can actually change us, that He is the answer. Right? He is the answer to everything. And pagkakita nung tao na nakita yung treasure, ano yung reaction niya? Joy. He was so happy. And that drove him to sell everything. Notice the difference. He did not sell everything to be happy. He was already happy Hence, he sold everything. Right? Knowing the gospel, it gave him so much joy na sabi niya, kaya kong pagdaanan lahat. God, you are worth it. In line with what you did for me on the cross, you are so worth it. Right? And I'm reminded of, naalala ko yung kwento ng si Canaanite woman. Verse 21, Matthew 15, verse 21. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from the region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Jesus, send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." So si Jesus medyo nagsusuplado dito, no? Verse 25, "But she came and knelt before him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' And he answered, 'It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs.' She said, 'Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." You know, think about that. No? I think about a person who is joyful in the Lord, who found, you know, parang sinasabi ng babae dito, "Alam ko naman eh. I want you. You need to heal. You are the answer to all my issues in life." Right? Psalm 84 verse 10, just a couple of verses. "For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness." Can you just feel that in your gut? Like sinasabi ng writer dito, "Lord, I would rather be, I want to be even just the lowest person. I want to know you. You're worth it." Now, when was the last time you know, try recalling the first time you encountered God. You know, maybe dito na yon UPFI. Right? No? Tapos nasa likod ka. Tapos narinig mo yung word. Iyak ka ng iyak. Ako, I can remember mine. No? May 13. Sino sa inyo you attended way back no RVC days? Just a raise of hands. Sa may Anonas banda. Right? Some of you don't even know that already. So, gusto ko yung place na yon kasi it just houses around 200 people. Tapos hindi pa napupuno yun. So, nandun kami, nag-worship. Tapos, merong lugar dun sa gilid na madilim. So, pag may issue ka sa buhay, tapos nag-worship, punta ka lang dun. Lumuhod ka doon, may issue ka sa buhay, may ginawa kang mali, punta lang doon, Lord. Right? Dito hindi mo magawa yun eh. Okay? So, yun yung isang itsura ng taong alam kung ano yung value ng Lord. Eh. In Psalm 19 verse 10, sabi dito, "They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb." Wow. "This man recognizes the poverty of all that comes from men and women and has seen the true splendor of the gospel." Now, sino sa inyo naalala niyo yung kwento niyo? And before you came to know the Lord, ang dami mong hinahawakan eh. Dami mong dala eh. Tapos dumating sa point, God pursued you and God took away everything that you're holding on to. Right? Tinanggal ng Lord lahat ng pinangahawakan mo hanggang siya na lang. This was that man. You know, as I study this message, I am confronted by the word value. Sabi nyo nga, value. Pag sinabing value, ito yung, well, value that you assign, no, the worth that you assign to a particular object. Right? And this is the type of person, you know, In Mark chapter 8, verse 36, this is very important. Sabi dito ng Lord, "For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul, to lose his soul?" Are you familiar with that line? What does it profit a man kung makuha mo lahat, pero you lose your soul in the process? The man who recognizes the value knows the answer to this question. He or she regularly asks this question. What does it profit a man? What is the value that you can put to your soul? Is there a worth that you can put to your soul? Their answer, none. Right? I cannot. Jesus essentially asked this question, what's your value system? What is the worth you assign to your soul? It's inestimable, sabi ni R.C. Sproul. And the pearl of great price is not even a treasure. It's a person. It's Jesus. It's the kingdom of God. It's the gospel. You know, recently, I'm not even sure kung ano yung political inclination, you know, but there was this one woman who lost a lot recently. She was being interviewed and then sabi, you know, why do you look still good? No, bakit okay ka pa rin? Ba't masaya ka pa rin? Anong sagot niya? I'm complete in Christ. Right? I know His value. I've pushed all my chips in to Christ. Kahit anong pagdaanan mo, you can be complete in Christ. So they know the value of the treasure. They saw the value of the treasure. Second point, they determined to have the treasure. Are you still there? See, now get this. The man who bought the field was not a man of means. What does that mean? Itong yung nagdidig ng field, hindi siya mayaman. He was just digging, no. He was digging someone else's field. No, otherwise, kung mayaman to, kung nakita niya yung treasure, binili niya na agad. But you know what he did? Out of joy, he sold everything he had. He had to liquidate everything. So he had to liquidate, say, his collection. His toy collection. No? He had to liquidate whatever is valuable to him. No? He had to surrender everything. You see here a type of determination to receive the kingdom of God. They saw its immense value. They saw that they could have lived 1,000 lifetimes and they will not come across this one. Right? You know, to know God, to know Jesus, it's worth it. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, we see this dynamic in the life of Paul. Sabi dito, "Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead." Right? One thing I do. Right? I've come to know the Lord kahit ano pang pagdaanan ko, kalimutan ko na yan so that I can get this. And maybe some of you, that's the message today. Some of you are being like, ang dami nyong iniisip about the past. But God is calling you to something better. Right? I'm reminded of the story of the woman bleeding for 12 years. Familiar kay Don? So there was this woman, she was bleeding for 12 years. She was very desperate. She was an outcast because of her sickness. Dami niyang pinagdadaanan. And then when she saw Jesus, sabi niya sa utak niya, sabi niya sa mind niya, kung mahawakan ko lang, right? Pumunta na ako sa lahat ng doktor eh. Tapos nakita niya ang Lord, that's the guy I'm looking for. Right? the determination to have it. It's not enough to see the value, but we need to be determined. And number three, third point, they sold everything in order to make their purchase. You see that in the story, right? Nakita nila yung treasure and they sold everything. Binenta nila lahat. Now, I don't want you to interpret this incorrectly. So let me break it down. This is not talking about earning your salvation, your treasure. This is not talking about selling everything you have and striving to purchase your way into the kingdom. That's never gonna happen. Indulhensya yun. You cannot buy your way into the kingdom of God. You cannot earn your way. Some of you, pagod. So you're trying to earn your way into God's grace when it's freely given to you. There's nothing you can do to earn salvation. See, if you're here and you don't have a relationship with God, it can't be earned, it's received. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. So ang sinasabi dito, kahit gaano ka pa ka-self-disciplined, ikaw ba yung taong di nagmumura, ganon? Dinisiplina mo talaga yung sarili mo. Right? Tahimik ka lang, ganon. But God is saying, that will not even cut it. It's by grace you have been saved. Not by your own discipline, not by your own works, not by your own resources. It is a gift given to you. You need to be saved. Call out the name of Jesus. Right? So we're not talking about earning, but the willingness to receive. Did you get that? So we cannot earn, but we need to be willing to receive the kingdom of God, the gospel. Willingness to what? No, willingness to lay down, to repent of our sins. See, take a look at this. The prodigal son shows us how to do this. Right? Are you familiar with the prodigal son? So, you want the robe, you want the ring, you want the sandals, you want the calf, you want all those things. What did the prodigal son do? He laid it all down, he repented. Ano yung sabi niya sa speech niya? Dad, kahit worker na lang, bumalik siya sa tatay niya. So the willingness to lay down what we're holding on to. Maybe some of you here, that's what you need to do, to surrender. Right? Maybe the reason why you're not able to experience all that God wants you to experience, you have not surrendered. Parang isang bagay na kahawak ka, hindi mo mabitawan. Ano yung bagay na yun sa buhay mo? Everything. You know, the problem with us, I got this from kay Tito Timothy Keller. The problem with us is our ambitions are too low. What does that mean? Now, let me explain. The gospel tells us that our ambitions are too low. Listen to this and take a mental note of this. The gospel is far more terrible and wonderful than you can imagine. What does that mean? You know, some of you, I guess, well, some of us, ang kwento lang natin, pumunta tayo sa church dahil gusto natin pumasa na exam. Tama ba? Some of us just went to church kasi magbabar exams na next week eh. Tama ba? You know, I remember a conversation that I had with a friend. So this was years back. So kausap ko siya, kukwentuhan kami. Tapos sabi niya sa akin, alam mo kay, inimbita mo ako sa seminar ng Sunday. Sabi mo, seminar eh. shady. And, sabi mo seminar eh. Sa RVC Anonas. Pumunta naman ako, wala naman akong ginagawa. But right now, I'm discipling people already. Right? But that's what, initially yun lang eh. Right? Our ambitions are too low. You know, but also sabi ko kanina, the gospel is far more terrible. What does that mean? It sounds not right, pero let me explain. You know, sometimes we come to church, Lord, patawarin mo ako dahil nagmumura ako. I did this, I did that. But you know, if you understand the gospel, the message of Jesus, the gospel would tell you, you did not just curse, you're a sinner. Did you get that? That you're not just doing things, but we are sinners. Right? The gospel would have us own all our sin. The gospel would have us on our knees. Lord, I am a sinner. The gospel would have us admit to the whole thing, to surrender everything, because we would receive something that we can't even imagine. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, sabi dito, but as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him. How many of you, that's your story? That you did not even imagine, but right now, like everything, that it was all worth it. When you came to know the Lord, wala ka. But God changed you. You encountered God. And you were forgiven of your sin, and now you're free. Right? Let me read from C.S. Lewis in Mere Christianity. Listen to this. This is amazing. Imagine yourself as a living house. God comes in to rebuild that house. You can understand what He is doing. He is getting the drains right and stopping the leaks in the roof and so on. You knew that those jobs needed doing, and so you are not surprised. But presently, He starts knocking the house about in a way that hurts abominably and does not seem to make any sense. What on earth is He up to? The explanation is that He is building quite a different house from the one you thought of. Throwing out a new wing here, putting on an extra floor there, running up towers, making courtyards. You thought you were being made into a decent little cottage. But He is building a palace. Why? He intends to come and live in it Himself. Your ambition is bahay kubo lang, go. But ang Lord, I want to make you a palace. You can't even imagine. Right? God would demand all of us. You just wanted God to pass your exam. Right? Let's do away with renovation. Let's give everything to Jesus. He demands far more from you, yet He wants to give you far more. That's why we can give all that we want, all that we can to Jesus. See, listen to this. The only way to the kingdom is to sell everything. Right? Here's what happens when you get an encounter with Jesus. Lord, because You have saved me, because I have experienced Your forgiveness, dati wala ako eh. Hindi ko nga ma-imagine na may magpapatawad sa akin. But because You have saved me, loved me, accepted me, You are worth everything. See, I'm willing to sell everything. Nothing is more important to me than Jesus. See, if it's a choice between this and Jesus, that one goes away. Let me go with Jesus. We want to push all our chips into Jesus. Tama ba? I will suffer the loss of everything, Jesus pa rin. Right? I got this illustration, a very dated illustration, pero say you're a Christian, you're a follower of Christ. And maybe you're the type of person na you don't really want to be associated with Jesus. Meron bang ganon? Meron bang moment sa buhay nyo? Okay, real talk. Like, meron bang moment, oh my God, alam nila na Christian ako, ganon. Meron ba? Right? Meron, di ba? There are moments like that. No? Let's be real. But say, if you're really the type of person na you say that you're a Christian, and you never want to be associated with the Lord, you don't love Jesus, you love your image. Right? You love your image. Right? It's like this, no? I'm willing, but if my money gets drained, but if you're gonna touch on my sexuality, right? If you're gonna touch this area, hindi ganun eh. I will obey if what's on the other side of if, right? And lastly, now let me call the worship team. They acquired the treasure. Pretty straightforward. Sabi ni Tim Keller, Christianity is not a matter of quantity and degree. Listen. Christianity is not a matter of quantity and degree. It is a matter of quality and essence. Right? Let me explain. Being a Christian is to enter the kingdom of heaven. It is a translation to a new kingdom. Sabi sa Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son. So we're talking about kingdoms here. There's no middle ground. Okay, parang ganito. Sino sa inyo, you're reading your Bible or maybe you're hearing a message like this, right? Tas it's convicting you, natulog ka, like some of you are here right now. Right? No, but you know, seriously, have you ever been there? You read a verse and like sobrang kinonvict ng Lord. So what you try to do, no, parang kanina, this is so real to me, no? Kanina habang nagpipreach ako sa Destiny South, as I was reading the verse about the two foundations, sino sa inyo life group leaders? No, raise your hands. Sino sa inyo you've experienced this? No? Nagbabasa ka, tapos na-convict ka on the spot dahil dun mo lang binasa. Like, di ka nag-prepare before. Pero no, I wasn't really prepared that it's gonna hit me like that. Imagine you're preaching like this, tapos na-convict ka at the same time. So we pick and choose the parts of the Bible that would have authority over us. See, you're either under someone else's authority or yours. See, to be a Christian means it's not like this na hey na you're a Christian, you used to reject 10% of the Bible. Right? And right now you're just rejecting 2% of the Bible. No, sabi ni Tim Keller kanina, it's not a matter of quantity. What's that quantity? Degrees. No, being a Christian is not, hey, I used to attend once a year, now I attend weekly. What's that? That's quantity, that's degrees. Right? All. There has to be a change. Listen to this. There has to be a change in the authority of your life. Since we're talking about kingdom, we're talking about a king, we're talking about a rule, let me ask you this question. Who is ruling your life? No. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. For the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power. You can talk all you want. I want to see some power. Sino sa inyo nakakita na ng video or maybe live ng isang baby na pinapanganak into this world? Come on, raise your hands. Talaga, yung iba hindi. But it's usually bloody. It's full of guts, sabi nila. Tama ba? It's bloody. And it's like that. Right? There is a wrestling. And many of us can actually attest to that. Tama ba? That there was once a time that you're just attending. And then one day, there was a wrestling of the will. There was a wrestling, a real laying down of your arms. Lord, eto na. There's a wrestling. It's not easy for some of us. Okay, for some of us, we just do attend. But God is calling us to something better. More than just attending. Right? The gospel changes everything. I think a few years ago, siguro mga six, seven years ago, I was listening to a podcast by Erwin McManus, by Pastor Erwin McManus. And then, he mentioned this. So, nalala ko yung linyang sinabi niya. He read a study, pangalan, The Lift Study. So, it's a study na tinignan nila, no? They observe individuals, Christian families, that are really legit Christians. Like something happened. And then, they noticed that there is a lift in terms of poverty, in terms of social, in terms of socioeconomic status, in terms of relationships. There is actually a noticeable change when the gospel hits you. Something changes. There's forgiveness. There's mercy. There's grace. Now, as I always say, no? Let's land this. Sabi natin kanina, verse 44, when they saw the treasure, they responded with joy. Tama ba? They responded with joy. But here's the question. So sabi doon, joy came before obedience. Here's the question that I think needs to be answered. How can you be joyful when you're giving away everything? Right? So, I mean, on a very practical level, when everything is being liquidated, binibigay mo lahat kahit masakit, may nangyayari, you're surrendering certain things in your life that you've come to love. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 24 to 25. Listen to this from Paul. Sabi niya, 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. 5 times. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Not high on drugs, no? Like, once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day, I was adrift at sea. And in a later verse, he would say, na, to add to this, I think about the churches. Right? He went through a lot of difficult things in life. And in Romans 8:18, he penned this line, listen, maybe this is why you're here. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. So sabi ni Paul na, as I'm going through all these difficult things in life, I try to compare what I'm going through with what I'm gonna receive. You know, the Bible would say we see in part now, later we will see the full picture. We don't see everything now. We see through a glass dimly. Right? So, every time you go through a trial in life, you feel like, Lord, kaya ko pa ba? Gusto ko sumunod eh. What do? You try to remember. You're a stranger here. You're part of an unshakable kingdom. The glory up there will not compare. Right? So we can proceed with obedience, with joy. The kingdom of God costs you everything. When you find it, you can't stay who you once were. Your life is radically changed. Your lives are altered. Your purpose is different. You have no purpose in life. Find it in Christ. The kingdom of God, on the other hand, costs you nothing because Jesus paid the price to give it to you. He gave you the right to be called a child of God. Now, because of Him, it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now, question, last. Answer this question on your, where you are. Is something worth 10,000 pesos expensive? What do you think? Mahal ba yon? Yeah, some are nodding. Yes. Some would ask, ano ba bibilin? If I say Mentos, that's expensive. Tama ba? But if I say 10,000 pesos for a Porsche, what would you say? It's cheap. It's cheap. See, in a sense, we can say, is it worth it to give everything to the Lord? Yes. Is it too much? No. Because if you think of what you would receive compared to what you're gonna surrender, right? Let's make the trade. Let's go after it. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. Sabi ni Jim Elliot. You're not called to poverty in Christ, but to the greatest of spiritual wealth. You are not called to disappointment, but fulfillment. You're not called to sadness, but you're called to joy. Right? Let's push all our chips in to Christ. Is it worth it? What's the answer? Yes, let's come and get it. Let's all stand up. Just on your seats, where you are, as you're standing there, and I want us to have a moment with our Savior. As you're standing there, and just listen to some of the words that I'm gonna say. John Calvin says that we need the teaching of today's passage because we are so captivated by the allurements of the world that eternal life fades from our view. And in consequence of our carnality, the spiritual graces of God are far from being held by us in the estimation which they deserve. On what do you place highest value? Do friends, family, possessions, or anything else take the place of God's kingdom in your heart? What's number one in your heart? Is it God? And answer that question. As you're standing, just try to examine your heart. Sino ba nagre-reign talaga sa puso mo? Maybe in other areas of your life, you're good. But there are certain areas na hindi mo maibigay kay Lord. Jesus is not ruling. ano hindi mo maibigay kay Lord. Now, as you answer that question in your heart, no? There's another question. How do we begin? We repent. We repent. We loosen our grip on what we're ruling at, on what we're ruling. And we give it all to God. Let's pray. Father, we just come before you. And Lord, we admit that for some of us, we've been ruling our lives. We've been the king of our lives. But Lord, you said in your word, you are the King of Kings. So Lord, we surrender all these things to you. And Lord, for some of us, Lord, help us to remember our first encounter with you. At that time where you found us, and we receive your forgiveness for the very first time. We receive mercy and peace for the very first time. And let that memory stir up joy in our hearts. Yes, God, you're worth it. Lord, I haven't loved you the way I should love you. But right now, take the throne of my heart, Lord. Rule over my life. Rule over my relationships, my family, my work. Rule over my anger, my selfishness. Rule over my porn issues. God, we need you. In Jesus' name, Lord, Father, we just surrender everything to you. Lord, we declare that you are our King. You are our Lord. Lord, give us the grace, the faith to believe, to surrender, Lord, that you are good. In Jesus' name, Lord, in Jesus' name. And right now, just loosen the grip that you have over those areas in your life. And believe that God is good. That he has your best interest because of the cross.